I think so. Certainly for the gaming world, yes, definitely.
The Xbox One, what we know thus far is that it's apparently one heck of a machine, but we don't seem to know that much, do we? What can you tell us?
Some of the specs have been released for it. It was announced May 21st by Microsoft. It's quite large. It's a bit larger than we anticipated. It's about the size of a VHS player. It has a brand new 8-core processor, has Blu-ray inside, and now comes with a much larger 500 gig hard drive as standard.
There are some downsides. I'm led to believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, it's not backward compatible with older games.
That's correct. Microsoft have said that it will not play older Xbox 360 games.
Oh, that's a big minus, isn't it?
It's going to be a bit of a off-put for some people who've got a large game collection, yes. You're going to need to start purchasing the new games that come out alongside the console.
Right, OK. Let's talk prices, what we know thus far. Do we have any idea of pricing?
We don't have prices or a release date yet. End of the year, Microsoft have quoted, I'd expect it around October, November time, in time for the Christmas sales. They haven't given a price either. Some of the cynics suspect that they're waiting to see what price Sony announced the PlayStation 4 at, but I would expect it to be between £300 and £400.
Right, okay. That's comparable to when the Xbox 360 came out, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It was around then, and obviously over the time that it's been released, the Xbox 360 was dropped in price a little.
So, coming out in time for Christmas, we've got a possible 400-ish figure. We've got all new games we have to buy. And it doesn't stop there, because you've got Xbox Live, the subscription as well, to keep up with.
That's right. You still need an Xbox Live subscription to be able to play online against your friends. You can have a silver free one just to play yourself. But, of course, if you've already got that, it's just a continuation of that service.
Now, for those who have a 360 and have the Kinect add-on to it, you'll be no doubt hugely impressed by what that does. That's not transferable to the new Xbox either, but it does come with a new one.
That's correct, yeah. It comes with a new Kinect sensor that is required to be able to play. It must be plugged in for you to be able to use the Xbox. But it's significantly more advanced. Microsoft have learnt a lot about the Kinect add-on. They've improved this one dramatically. It works in a much wider range of lighting scenarios in people's living rooms, bedrooms. And it's now able to sense up to six people in a room.
Right, OK. And it can go beyond that, can't it? It can actually tell how you're breathing.
That's right, yeah. They say it's sensitive enough to actually detect heartbeats, so that'll be a massive advancement for some of the fitness and exercise games that are available for the Xbox.
Clearly this is not just for gaming, then. Microsoft want to bring in a whole range of people to make use of this experience, as they call it.
Yes, they're touting it as more of a family device. So it really is designed to be your entertainment hub now, rather than just a gaming device. For example, it's got HDMI pass-through, so you can connect up your satellite or Freeview box and watch television through the Xbox. The advantage there being that the Xbox has built-in Facebook and Twitter integration, and Microsoft are keen for you to sort of post and comment and have conversations about television that you're watching with your friends.
You mentioned the PS4. That is due out about the same time, we think. Any idea on pricing there as well?
No, again, Sony been quite vague on that. We got some renders. We haven't even actually seen the PlayStation 4 properly yet. It's anticipated to be released around about the same time for around about the same price.
It's become the latter-day VHS versus Beta battle, hasn't it? Xbox versus PlayStation. Who's winning?
I think it depends on just which ecosystem you're in. If you're in the Microsoft and the Xbox Live world, you always will be. That's where your friends are, and that's what you'll stick to. A lot of people prefer the PlayStation because it's free. There's no monthly subscription to play online, but it is viewed as a bit of an inferior service to Microsoft's Xbox Live.
All right. Well, we're expecting them around about October, November. We think around £400. We'll know a lot more about them, I suspect, in the forthcoming months. Which one are you going to go for, Rob?
I will stick with the Xbox.
You're going Xbox?
Yep.
You better start saving.
Yes, I will need.
Rob Gordon from the East Anglian Daily Times talking about the new Xbox One. We'll keep you posted. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, James.